Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. We are here to help you more than anything else, because what matters more than anything else, I mean, I would not have a radio show. You would not have a dog or a cat, a parrot, a ferret at home if there was no such thing as the human-animal bond. That matters more than anything else, because, listen, no one forces us. So far, Donald Trump has not said, you must have a pet. Wouldn't be a bad thing, but he's not done. Nobody forces us to have pets. It's a choice we make because we must get something out of it. Most people in America have a pet. They do so for a variety of reasons. You do so, I do so. But at the end of the day, it's all about the human-animal bond. And that is what Dr. Ann Beale is here to talk about. Dr. Zara Boland will talk about our aging cats. Now, the good news is our cats are living longer than ever before. A lot of reasons for that. I mean, one reason, more and more people are keeping their cats indoors only. I remember even in my lifetime, 12-year-old cat, that was kind of getting up there. Today, an 18-year-old cat is getting up there. It's very different, but why is that so? And what can we do, if anything, to not only extend their lifespan, but also at the same time manage their quality of life? After all, that's what it's all about. Crazy thing happening in New York City. I guess in New York City, anything is possible. Well, cats in New York City, lots of them in a shelter, have gotten the bird flu. Guess it serves them right. I don't know. I'll talk about that, and I will talk about at least what we know of what's going on in New York. But I'm going to start here with what's most important. We're here to help you. Our telephone number, toll-free, 866-554-PETS. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, so if there is a problem, a concern, a question you have about your pets, I'm the guy to call, 866-554-PETS. In Illinois, Cheryl, you are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
You like my radio voice?
It's very good, very good.
Thank you very much. What's going on with you?
Well, we have an older cat. I'll start by saying she's 17.
Mm.
She's very good. I mean, she still gets around, and we really haven't had any troubles until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We started some eating issues. Not eating the dry food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always given her this wet food in the morning when we get up, just as a little fun. You know, it certainly hasn't been her only food. Well, a couple weeks ago, she started, well, that's probably been about a month, actually. She started waking us up at about 5:30 to get this wet food every day.
Okay.
And has since stopped, totally stopped eating her dry food.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah.
Talk to your veterinarian about this, really, because I don't know enough about your cat's background, but here's a general answer that that I really can offer. Your cat's helping you out. As cats age, the likelihood, and if you haven't seen a veterinarian in the past 6 months, even.
Oh, I have.
Oh, good, good. Okay. So the likelihood of early kidney disease, and at this age, even sort of mid-level disease.
She has kidney disease.
Okay.
Early stage.
Okay. It's likely. And one of the recommendations your veterinarian probably made is more water.
Yes.
So
yes, we're trying to do that.
Good.
I add that to the wet food all the time and
have
bowls all over to kind of encourage water drinking.
So your cat's helping you out. So what your cat is saying is, and you're lucky because a lot of cats won't do this.
Yes.
As owners, because I'm a fan of giving throughout the lifetime of a cat. Cats make their decisions on what they eat based on lots of factors. Of course, smell is first, as it is in dogs, because they live by their noses, both of those species. But consistency really matters to cats. What it feels like in the mouth. And if they are accustomed to only kibble, many cats, no one knows what the percent is, but many cats will then at the age of 18, when you want to offer a moist food because it's better for their health, will say no. I'm not used to that. That's not what I like. And they won't do it. So you've got a cat that's saying, bring it on. And that's a good thing, because moist food, doesn't matter what the brand is, moist food contains a lot more moisture, more moisture than dry food, of course.
Right.
And that's what we need to get into this cat. And as you say, you're even adding a bit of water to that, which is fine. That's a good thing. I mean, that's all good. And if your cat's liking it, you know, don't make it soupy. But if your cat's liking it, then all the better. I mean, you're doing the best for your cat, and your cat's doing the best for your cat, too. So if it were me, in general, again, talk to your veterinarian. I'd say use a piece of kibble or two as a treat here and there, you know, if your cat will take it. Certainly use up the food you have in the house, you know, or if not, if your cat won't even accept that, take it to a shelter. But other than that, I think it's fine that your cat at this age, at this point in time, is only on moist food. It's probably, in fact, not only fine, but a good thing.
Okay.
Tell your veterinarian I say hi.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Isn't that great? 17-year-old cat that says, I want more food. And I want moist food, and I know I need it. That's a good problem to have. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Toll free, 866-554-7387. About 250, I think. I think that is how many videos we have up on our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube.com. And then type in my name, Steve Dale. You will find it and find videos on any topic at all, including the dog flu, which is a story we broke on this very radio show. But now, what's going on in New York City is just crazy, crazy altogether, as cats are getting the bird flu. Should you be concerned about your cat? I'll talk about that next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Well, this story first broke by myself, actually, on my blog, and you can read these stories on my blog, which is stevedale.tv. So, in New York City, at a shelter, a cat begins to show signs of an upper respiratory problem. Now, in shelters in particular, it's not unusual for cats to have any number of respiratory problems. It is, in fact, quite common. But the veterinarian there said, you know what, this seems a little different. It seems like this cat might actually have the flu. The cat was tested for the flu. The cat's name, Alfred, and it turned out Alfred had the flu. And because of the dog flu, it was assumed that these cats were somehow getting the dog flu. And in fact, there are isolated instances of cats getting one of the two strains of dog flu. But that strain isn't particularly common in New York, and they did more testing, and they identified eventually the flu, first of all, so this cat, Alfred, and by now other cats, because the flu is contagious among cats or among dogs or among people, right? So now other cats have gotten the same virus. It turns out to be the flu, but it turns out to be H3N7, that is a bird flu, and not a very common bird flu at that. What the heck is going on? Now, by now, Alfred sadly passes away. And over time, 500, you heard me right, in the shelter system in New York City, 500 cats get the flu, approximately. So they are all quarantined. New York responded really quickly with help from all sorts of partners from around the country, including the University of Wisconsin Shelter Medicine Program, Maddie's Fund, the infectious disease people in New York City, their Department of Health. I mean, lots and lots of partners got together and said, we need to do the right thing, first of all, for these cats, but something strange is happening here. How are cats possibly getting ill by a bird flu? Well, we do know that cats in shelters are stressed, and being under stress, they may be more susceptible to illness. But does that explain it? We also know that flu viruses can mutate. So here's what happened. I think it was 2008. I may be wrong by a year or two there, but around that period of time, there was an equine flu, a horse flu, H3N8. All these flus have letters and numbers to designate what they are, human flus too. And that flu jumped species. It mutated from horses to greyhounds. Specifically, we know exactly where that happened. It happened in Florida, where there are horses and where there are greyhounds, because they race horses and greyhounds sometimes at the same facility. It happened at one of those facilities, and then over time, other dogs began to get the flu. And one of the two dog flu strains began there. The other dog flu strain, incidentally, we don't know quite how it got to America from South Korea, but it did. And that is the one we've been talking about on the show for the past year and a half, H3N2. The good news, separate issue here, I'll get back to the cats in New York in a second, but the good news, and it is good news, so when your doctor says it wouldn't be a bad idea to get the flu vaccine, what experts do for humans is they guess. All right, here are the variants of the different strains of flu. We're going to think that one and that one and maybe that one are going to be common this year. So we're going to put them together in a vaccine. For dogs, there are only in America two known strains, H3N8, H3N2, and it's called the bivalent vaccine. It's both of the strains, and they are now available to protect all dogs against the flu. That is a great thing. I definitely, for social dogs, any dog that's boarded, any dog that goes out and visits other dogs, any dog that goes to doggy daycare, for a dog that is social at all, it's probably a very good idea. Ask your veterinarian. But what's going on in New York City? So did the virus mutate some from birds, this unusual bird flu virus, and then somehow affect cats? I mean, nobody still knows the answer to that, but the good news is birds are not falling from the sky in New York City, so birds are not getting sick from this. The good news is that it seems so far the virus was isolated to this shelter and burned itself out. With the good news also, only some cats did die, but the number is minimal. And it appeared that at least some of the cats that did die did have other medical conditions also that may have contributed to their demise. So most cats did survive. And New York City, being what it is, has done really well at adopting these cats out now into the general public without incident, without concern. So hopefully, this is it. We may never know what happened, but this is it. At least I hope the story. I like happy endings, so I hope the story does have that happy ending. Coming up next, we continue a conversation we began a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Ann Beal. Her book about the human-animal bond is called Heartfelt Connection.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
The book is called Heartfelt Connections, How Animals and People Help One Another. Indeed they do. And what you did, Ann, was to go to all of these different settings which animals show up to help people. Dogs, cats, other species too. Animal-assisted therapy type things in senior centers. You did equine therapy, or you observed it. The list goes on and on. Autistic children, right?
Lots of different places. Nursing homes. We actually went to Chicago Public Schools, and we watched dogs help children learn how to read, and that was pretty amazing.
So before the book began, I mean, we're talking about everything here from helping people that are 98 years old to people that are 8. I mean, were you aware that animals, which go beyond dogs and cats even, can do the things that they do every day as we're talking?
I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea the role that animals play. As you know, I have community cats, and I had observed these cats in action. They cleaned up the neighborhood that we live in, and they took care of the rats. And I started to think, you know, maybe there are animals doing other things in other places. I had no idea.
Well, you're a researcher is what you do. You're not necessarily, you become a pet writer because now you've written a couple of books. The first was on trap, neuter, return of feral cats. But to jump into this, you say you were surprised at what you've seen, that these animals do this. Were you even more surprised at the results, the difference it really does make?
Oh, I was absolutely shocked, actually. And I have...
I mean, you wrote about some things that made me cry as I was reading the book. I hesitated here because I was going to say miracles, but maybe they're not miracles. Maybe there's an explanation for this that we have not figured out. Or do you say they're miracles?
I think they're miraculous in some ways, and I think they're so very everyday in other ways. I mean, I think about the chapter I wrote about the man who went to war, and now he has a dog who helps him with his PTSD and who is the reason he can go out and enjoy life. He can actually leave his home because of his dog. That's a miracle in some ways. I think about the situations I observed where I saw children being helped learn how to read and how they were so enthusiastic about these books. And these were children who were very disadvantaged in, you know, Southside Chicago public schools. And in some ways, I marvel at these things and say they're amazing. In other ways, I think, you know, we are really connected to animals. You bring an animal into a classroom, all the attention goes to the animal. All of the love and affection goes to this animal. The animal returns it. I mean, we probably have had a connection to animals for as long as we've been around.
Okay, so you wouldn't expect some of this with school kids. But what you also did was go to a pediatric ward in a hospital. And I guess their miracle might be the right word.
Absolutely. In that case, I saw actual scientific evidence for how an animal affects a child. I actually watched a child who was completely attached to a lot of different monitors. I don't know what was happening for that child, but the child was very sick. And when we walked in the room and we put the dog onto the bed with a child and the child started to pet the dog, all of the lines just flattened out. And the child said, you know, bringing in this dog into my room is like bringing in a little bit of happiness. And I could see all of the monitors showing that right in front of me. It was incredible.
Yeah. The book is incredible, too. Stories just like that. Stories implies, though, that they're not real somehow. They are all very real. The name of the book is called Heartfelt Connections. Anne Beal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love the book, Heartfelt Connections. In fact, so much so that I wrote the foreword for the book. Heartfelt Connections, available on Amazon or pretty much anywhere books are sold. This is an exciting weekend, a big weekend, right? You've got everyone coming over for Super Bowl Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The pets might be thrilled about it. Many pets love all that company, some not so much. For those that are in the not so much camp, here's very quickly what to do. Put them off in a separate room. They're safer that way. They're more content that way. If you can lower their anxiety level, how do you do that? For dogs, plug in an adaptable diffuser. For cats, feel away. These are copies of pheromones that help pets to keep comfortable in their own environments. Now, give them something fun to do. For a dog, that might be something to chew on. For a cat, maybe a little ball with treats that tumble out of it if the cat rolls around the ball. Just something interesting, whatever they like, something interesting to do. Maybe pump up some music, or maybe even turn on the football game in that other room, which drowns out all those people watching the game that are saying, "Go, team, go! Now you owe me 50 bucks. Cats and dogs don't want to hear that.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. In Nevada, Sue, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
Good. What's happening?
Well, I have a 6-year-old pit bull. Boxer mix I rescued 4 years ago.
Good for you.
And travels with me everywhere.
Great.
Last summer, we got into a car accident. Both of us were okay.
Good.
But she's scared to death to ride in the car now.
Yeah, I understand.
I gave her some Benadryl, tried to calm her down, but she just is terrified.
Okay, so stop the Benadryl.
Yeah.
So what Benadryl does is it makes you sleepy. It also helps with allergies. But it doesn't make you any less scared. So
yeah.
if now you're scared and you're sleepy, that's not really helpful.
Yeah, well, so, I only gave it to her a couple of times.
Yeah,
it isn't working, so I just didn't give it to her anymore.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't. So then you're thinking, well, what do I do? So here's what you can do, and I'll try to go through it. A desensitization counter-conditioning program, which is a fancy way of saying what I'm about to say. So you want to get your dog accustomed to the car, and there's some tools you could use along the way as well that I'll tell you about. The first thing you do is you bring your dog down to the car, and you don't do anything. Just bring your dog down to the car, up to the car, and then go back in the house and feed your dog. And the purpose of feeding your dog after all this is your dog will understand something good is happening after the fact. Then what you do is you bring your dog to the car, open the back seat of the car, and toss some treats in there or something. But you don't sit in the front seat. You don't want to go anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Just toss some treats up there. And your dog, if they're good treats, will hopefully not be so afraid that your dog will jump in and gobble up the treats, let your dog jump out, and then a meal happens right after that. Or if you want, you can go for a walk, because that's rewarding for dogs, too.
Right.
You do that over and over and over until your dog is showing no hesitation whatsoever about going into the back seat to get those treats. Then what you do is you stuff something really good inside a Kong toy or right. another, it doesn't have to be that brand, but any toy that, you know, so it could be a hollow bone, a sterilized bone that you stuff treats inside, anything that'll take a couple minutes for your dog to work on. So your dog is in the back seat of the car. You have not started the engine. You're not even sitting in the front seat. Or maybe you go in the front seat and you read the newspaper for 20 seconds and then you leave the car. You do that over and over until your dog, this is a long process, but it really works.
Okay.
Then what I want you to do is actually sit in the front seat of the car while your dog's in the back seat, chomping on something, keeping busy, but paying no attention. You start the motor of the car and then you turn it right off because you go nowhere except back in the house for your dog to get a meal. Got me so far?
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
Then what you do is you actually, assuming your dog is like happy to go, you could even give it a cue, let's go to the car. And assuming your dog has no problem whatsoever with that, happy to go back there, chomp on the toy in the back seat, then what you do, and by the way, at this point in time, you want to add an Adaptil collar for your dog. I'll spell it. A-D-A-P-T-I-L. Adaptil.
Okay.
And what that is, it's a copy of a calming pheromone that'll help take off the edge. And at this point in time, we add that collar. And now you're actually in the car, you've started the car, and you are going to... Do you have a driveway?
No, I park on the street.
Okay, so you're going to pull out of your parking spot. Hope no one is waiting for that parking spot, because you're going to pull right back into it.
Okay.
You're going nowhere. But you've started the car, and you've, I guess, gone 5 feet, and then you've pulled right back into the parking space. Your dog goes out, and your dog gets a meal. Or your dog gets to go on a walk. And you do that over and over and over again until the dog shows no signs whatsoever of anxiety. Now, once you get to that point, now I want you to go around the block. And when you come home, your dog gets a meal. And then you go around 2 blocks. When you come home, the dog gets a meal. And you can still provide something all this time in the back seat for your dog to chew on, to chomp on. That's fine. And at that point, now I want you to go somewhere with the dog that's fun. Now, if your dog likes dog parks, that's fine. If your dog likes pet stores, that's fine. If you have a friend who has a dog and you sometimes visit them, that's fine. Doesn't matter where it is, just somewhere where your dog is going to like. And that becomes your destination, so your dog will understand, okay, we go in the car, we go somewhere, and then we end up somewhere fun.
Okay.
And somewhere that's, you know, like 3, 5, 10 minutes away, but not somewhere an hour away.
Right.
And you will get to that point. Once you've gotten to that point, you're kind of home free.
Okay.
But the idea is to take it slow.
Yeah.
If the dog shows anxiety along the way, you know you've gone too far too fast. Just back it up. The Adaptil collar will help. Now, if your dog is physically getting car sick, I need to add a little to this, but you didn't say anything about that.
No, she didn't.
Okay, good.
And no, she just shakes like crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
So as I say, take it really, really slow, like I said, and your dog will be hopefully tolerant to the car ride and maybe even enjoying it.
Well, she acts excited about the car. She gets excited when I start getting ready to leave, like she used to.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumps in the car, and she's all ready to go.
Until you go.
I start the car up and start moving. She lays down and starts shaking.
Right. So the beginning part will go fast.
Yeah.
Because your dog, unlike some other dogs that don't even want to go near the car,
has
no problem.
Really
So has no problem jumping in the car. You still take it kind of slow, but once you actually start the car is where you need to take it really slow. So you start the car, make sure your dog is okay back there. Your dog's busy chewing on something else. Your dog will see, I'm just starting the car, but I'm going nowhere. And then you get out of the car nonchalantly. Your dog gets a meal afterwards. And you might have to do this for weeks. But once you get beyond a certain point, you'll see that you'll be good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
We'll do it. Thank you so very much.
Let us know what happens, and happy traveling.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. Who doesn't have a Facebook fan page? You do, I do. And that is facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. That is one way to reach out to me, and others to email steve@petworldradio.net. Or to call the show, 866-554-PETS. I, in fact, do have an email coming up about, it's a common problem, a cat who might be over-grooming. Grooming's a good thing, but can you overdo it? And why would this cat do that? Next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
This is actually one of the most common questions that I get. And again, you can ask me your questions by emailing steve@petworldradio.net or calling 866-554-PETS or through social media. I'm on Twitter, Steve Dale Pets. I'm on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. Isn't that incredible now? There are so many ways, and it happens. I could check my Facebook many times a day, I do, and I don't know how many instant messages I get. You know, it's crazy as to the way people can reach out who I don't even know, but the good news is then I can help you, and that's what I'm here for. Next week on the show, oh, here's what I was going to say. It's one of the questions I most often get, and that is, how do I know my dog loves me? Or how do you know how do I know my cat loves me? Well, how do you know? We'll talk with Dr. Heather Lenzer. I thought a good idea for Valentine's Day, right? And how do you show your love back appropriately? And do our pets know that when we show our love back? Really, it's a question I get all the time. Here's something I don't get all the time, and that is how to teach my cat to do yoga. The name of the book is called Yogi Cats. There's a book about everything having to do with pets. This proves it. And that is next week on this show.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my 15-year-old cat began to groom himself forever, pulling out his own hair and eating it. His fur has gotten so thin, the veterinarian calls this barbering, but doesn't really know why the cat is doing this. Do you have any ideas? It's from Dawn, a listener in Virginia. And Dawn, this is a tough one. I mean, you offer a few hints, though, in your email. And I'll get to that in a second. So it was assumed at one time that cats that overgroom themselves, it was considered a behavior problem. Well, it turns out that's not necessarily the case. It could be all sorts of things. First, the first thing I'd rule out, an easy one to rule out, is flea allergy dermatitis. Yes, cats can get fleas even at this time of year, even in Virginia, where you are. Now, unlikely? Yes. But it's an easy one to rule out, and you have to go to your veterinarian anyway, and here's why. You have to rule out a bunch of other stuff. An inhalant allergy, a food allergy, or a combination of them both. It turns out, according to research that's been done, that we know today, the cats that do what you describe, it is more likely to be a food and or inhalant allergy. That means something in the environment the cat is allergic to, more than a behavior problem. Although it can be a combination of all these things, or it may become a behavior problem now that doing this is an entrenched behavior. So in theory, it's possible that even if, let's say, the cat has a food allergy and you treat the food allergy, it is possible that the cat would keep doing this even though you've treated the food allergy. So it's a complicated issue to deal with. But there's one other possibility, and you give a hint here in your email. It begins, my 15-year-old cat. So another reason why cats might do this is they may be in pain. And cats are not very good at raising their paw and saying, I hurt. And we don't always see them if it's arthritis. And by the way, arthritis occurs far more, far, far, far more than we ever thought in older cats, even if they're not overweight, and certainly if they are. So there's a lot to consider. A cat that hurts might do exactly what you describe here, presumably to help relieve the pain, even though, of course, it's not going to help relieve the pain, but the cat doesn't know that. Also, something you can do and should do no matter what for this cat is enhance the enrichment in the environment. Make life more interesting for this cat. So if there is a behavioral explanation, and it has nothing to do with allergies, nothing to do with pain, and it truly is behavioral, that is one thing you're going to do anyway, that your veterinarian or a veterinary behaviorist or a member of the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior will tell you to do, is provide a more enriched environment. So put out an empty box in one room on Monday. Move it to another room on Tuesday. And Wednesday, put catnip inside that box. Do things to make life and the environment which your cat lives far more interesting. Stress can be a component, too. So there are lots of easy ways to relieve anxiety if we know it's there. And the best thing to do is play, but you've got, and the easiest thing to do, but you've got a 15-year-old cat here. And it might be a combination of issues. So what if that 15-year-old cat also has arthritis? So I hope I'm giving you some broad ideas. But at the end of the day here, or at the very beginning of the day, you need to see your veterinarian who can consider these things hands-on, touching your cat, seeing your cat, knowing your cat. I hope I helped you a little bit anyway. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, I think what will be a fascinating conversation. I know that because Dr. Zara Boland is incredible, and we are going to talk about how to keep cats younger longer. Is that possible? We'll find out.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Starting a business can be tough.
But getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
You know, I often don't talk about this sort of thing off on the air, but off the air, Dr. Boland and I think we were talking about 30 minutes. My new best friend. I love the conversation we had off the air. I wish you could all hear that. You know when you're watching one of the late night shows and they go to commercial break and you always wish, God, what are they talking about, you know? And I once asked a favorite actress about that. I'm getting off the topic. Dr. Zara Boland, research scientist at Purina. Our dogs and cats are living longer than ever before. That is a great thing. There are lots of reasons for that. And I've done interviews. Everyone has. You know, our dogs are living longer. That's great. What about our cats, Dr. Boland?
Hello, Steve. Well, our cats are have to be a key area of focus for us. And some of the signs of aging when we look at cats, are, well, they're very varied. There's internal signs that we're not necessarily going to see. There's external visible physical signs, and there's behavioral changes.
All right, so I want to talk about some of these things. First of all, some of the physical signs first.
So the physical signs, really, there's a wide range from weight loss as cats get older to thinning skin to matted fur if they're not grooming correctly or not able to groom as much. They can have a specific skin odor, more dental disease. You can even see haziness in the eyelids and decreased sense of smell and hearing as they get older.
They're
very visible signs.
And one of the reasons why there's so many reasons why I'm such a proponent of twice a year veterinary visits for any pet at any age, but particularly aging pets and especially cats, is because there's no way the pet owner can know. So what seems great, for example, a cat that, okay, it's keeping its weight, maybe losing a little bit of weight, seems more active, actually, than ever before, like it's found its fountain of youth. You probably know where I'm going with this. I mean, okay, so I'll let you go with it. Go ahead.
You're heading towards hyperthyroidism?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
So everything seems okay, but now you've got, and in fact seems really good, but now you've got a very serious disease. The good news is that there's treatment for that, but you can't treat something that's not been identified without a veterinary visit, you know? Purina's done this great study. Tell me about that.
Oh, we did do a great study. It was a 9-year study, and we conducted it into cat aging because we identified this need to address the early signs of aging, the non-visible signs. We thought they would impact on longevity and quality of life. So we had 90 cats involved in the study. We divided them into three groups, and each group was given a different diet, complete and balanced, but with supplements added. And we fed them this diet for 9 years, and what we learned was phenomenal. We learned that by using a proprietary blend of nutrients, so the complete and balanced diet, but with added antioxidants, prebiotics, and omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, there were really demonstrated and measurable improvements in significant key areas and indicators of health, such as body weight, lean body mass, and skin thickness, which are all contributing factors to quality of life as cats age too. But on top of that, one of the most exciting results was that we learned that the cats who were fed this same proprietary blend lived significantly longer than the cats that were fed just a straightforward, complete, and balanced diet.
Well, that's pretty. That's pretty incredible. And you're not talking about, you know, some company PR marketing here. I mean, this was a legitimate peer reviewed study.
Oh yeah, it was published. There was two papers published from it in the Internal Journal of Applied Vet Medicine. We can share those with you, no problem. But it's a peer reviewed study and great, fantastic results. And these cats lived on average for a year longer, which is just phenomenal.
But it's not only that year that impressed me when I read the study. It's also about quality of life.
It's quality of life, absolutely. So, you know, there's a reduction in, so there's two phases that we really notice in cats. So there's the early phase, if you like, which we call senior cats, which from 7 years and onwards. And then there gets to be a later phase, which depending on who you're talking with, it can be called super senior or frail elderly, or if you're not being very kind, the geriatric phase, and that's from 12 years and on. And what's really noticeable is that between 7 and 12, a lot of cats will put on weight in this initial senior phase. But after 12, you get a significant decrease in body weight. So that will contribute, obviously, to mortality. And what we found with this proprietary blend is that we reduced that loss in body weight in these cats that were older than 12, and we maintained their lean muscle mass, so they were able to maintain a healthy weight for longer as they aged. We also improved the microflora in their digestive system, in their guts, so it had an effect by increasing the good bacteria and decreasing the bad bacteria. So obviously that will help with digestibility as well.
Dr. Boland, really, truly groundbreaking stuff. It's very cool. Thank you so much.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
BizTalk Radio.